You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Aki.
Hello, Eusebius. How are you doing?
I'm good. How do you feel being brought by Securox today?
You know what? Actually, last year when I went to the conference, it was
fascinating.
We sparked up an interesting debate on how many people the security industry actually employs in South Africa.
Yeah.
And for me, that was absolutely fascinating. So I'm going to be heading out there tomorrow and checking out all the new technologies. I mean, the show has been around for 25 years.
Yeah.
But technology's evolved to such a degree, so it's no longer just about security guards and armed response.
But even that was interesting, and I want you to update me with the latest data. I was blown away by the size of the industry, the amount we spent, and what it says about how we have to opt out of trusting the state, even though we pay lots of taxes, to keep us secure across society, whether we talk about the security of IT and computer systems within businesses or whether we talk about personal security at our home. So it's an interesting conference for that reason, because it tells us a lot about our levels of trust or mistrust about other parts of the state.
100%. And it happens at Gallagher Estate from tomorrow up until Thursday. And we're actually joined on the line by Sven Smit, who's the event director for Securex. Sven, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Hi, Sven.
Fantastic. Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. So, you know, we actually, last year, I gave Eusebius some amazing statistics of how big the security industry is and why the show is so important. You want to just give us a synopsis on the South African security business? How big is it? How many people does it employ? What's the value of it? And what Securex is all going to be about this year?
Absolutely. I think sort of touching on the industry, you know, at the moment there's over 9,000 registered private security companies in South Africa alone. So that's looking at about 490,000 active offices and armed response and private companies. So the industry is massive. It actually outnumbers the current police force as well as the SANDF.
Wow, that's astonishing. And the other interesting stat that I found interesting was the per capita, how many security officers we have per person versus other countries around the world.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have the fourth largest private security industry in the world at the moment.
Phew. And what's the industry actually worth?
The industry at the moment is actually worth about $6 billion. You know, it's got a 15% growth every year.
All right.
Worldwide.
So what can we expect? So Securex starts tomorrow, Gallagher Estates. It's the 25th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. What can we expect? I know last year I was blown away by the security cameras and the quality of face tracking recognition and all that sort of stuff. But there's so many other facets to the industry that people will expect to see at Securex 2018.
Most definitely. You know, we've seen quite a growth in the number of exhibitors that participate at the exhibition. You know, this year we've got approximately 200 companies. It's pretty much the A to Z of security. So we've got guys that cater for the private security armed response. So we've got people like Fidelity, ADT that's on at the moment, as well as National Security and Fire. We've also got guys that do technology. So touching on your biometrics, we've got a few guys, you know, face recognition, all the latest technologies in that space, as well as CCTV, you know, moving away from analog to digital 4D cameras. So touching all those different technologies. We've also got the CET TechMan competition, which is aimed at installers. So participants like Blue Security and EPR Security Systems, it's a competition for the installers to actually show their skills in regards to alarm systems and paneling and that sort of thing. But I think the hot topic at the moment is definitely cyber security. You know, we've got a bit bigger focus this year in that vertical.
Fantastic. All right, Sven. So that all happens at Gallagher Estate. I don't know if Eusebius has got any more questions that you want to ask. But
No, but just in terms of the interest for the average Joe, I mean, is there a lot there for the average person who's worried about security, or is this largely targeting industry?
It is aimed at your system integrators as well as installers, but I think from an information perspective, you know, we do have exhibitors that cater for the trade end user or the private end user that are all more than welcome to come through and view the latest technologies.
Fantastic.
Awesome stuff. Sven, thank you so much. I shall
see
you there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Okay, well, we're looking forward to it.
Cheers,
great
man.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing a crossing from there on the Midday Report tomorrow on the different technologies. You know, the funny thing that happened last year with all these cameras, the irony of the whole thing is that that they captured this guy stealing a laptop bag at the Securex conference. But I actually
forgot about that. Yeah.
But they I don't know if they managed to find the guy or anything, but there's just so many tons of cameras all over the place. Now, talking about facial recognition, Eusebius, I don't know how you feel about this, but there's a school in China that's doing a trial at the moment.
Yeah.
And this trial basically is they're putting cameras in the classroom, okay? And it's aimed at helping kids pay attention. So what this camera does, okay, it scans faces of the kids and it looks for neutral, happy, sad, disappointed, angry, scared, and surprised expressions. And then they put this through an algorithm and then they determine how bored they are, if they're dozing off, whatever they're doing in the lesson. And then what happens is the teacher gets this information via an app and says, okay, this kid sitting at the back of the room, row 3, number 4, is not paying enough attention to your lesson. So you need to go and do something about it. So they're using this facial recognition software at schools in China. So I don't know how happy I am about that. But, you know, I suppose what's going to happen is that kids are going to mimic or trick the facial recognition to go, look all alert and excited, or put a mask or glasses that have got
the possibilities for fooling Mr. Anastasio.
Yes, well, I'm thinking of the other alternatives, but I don't know how comfortable I feel. I mean, kids can't be kids anymore. Yeah. And now we're pushing kids to their maximum to be alert at all times. That's pretty scary.
And not just kids, but also like teachers can't be teachers anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we've had generations of teachers using their cumulative professional experience to be able to identify children at risk, the ones that are not doing as well, etc. Now they are also being forced to be experts in how to handle gigantic amounts of data.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, they're using this technology in all the different airports around the world. I've been into one of these control rooms. So if you're walking around the airport and you exhibit some of these behaviors, they can pick up immediately if you're dodgy or not. So please keep smiling if you've done anything wrong at an airport.
Absolutely. What else are we talking about today?
Eusebius, and finally, I don't know about you, but you've got a cell phone addiction. It's been very clear to me the amount of posts you post on Facebook.
It's a necessity, Aki, a necessity.
It's a necessity, but some people want to find methods of spending less time on their smartphones, and there's a new app.
You tantalized us last week with how we might begin to do that.
Well, exactly. We did. We did tease, but there's a new app now called Siempo.
Siempo.
Siempo. S-I-E-M-P-O. It's only available on Android for now. But the aim of this app is to try and unaddict you from your smartphone. And it's very clever because, you know, all of these platforms like Facebook, for example, they've created their systems that reward users by checking into their phones. There's a dopamine-driven feedback loop that creates the cycle of smartphone addiction, right? So what these guys have done is they've decided to design this app that will help you spend less time on your phone and take away all the distractions, like the notifications, for example. And also you can customize it and you can gray out some of the apps that you don't want interrupting you. So it's almost like I don't know. We're slaves to these devices. Yeah. So what these guys are trying to do is take away your attention span from anything that might show an alert to try and get your brain thinking in a different mode of thinking, that you spend less time on your phone. And they've done some statistics that they show that this app actually helps people cut down by as much as 30% on their smartphone usage on a daily basis. So, you know, give it a try. We'd love to hear you. But what it does is literally replaces your Android smartphone screen. So it puts other apps, so you only use the phone for essential stuff. But I don't know, people have FOMO, you see, and you want to know what's happening in the world of Facebook. I mean, do you find yourself at
night? But we're also not, I mean, you know, the reason why these apps and algorithms work so well is that they understand human psychology.
Exactly.
And so the funny thing is, even though I understand what this app is going to attempt to do, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be susceptible to the effects of it.
100%. And that's just a brilliant point that you made. How much human psychology goes by us humans designing these apps and these devices to make us use the technology more. Yeah. That's where Facebook's designed around.
That's right.
That's what Twitter's designed around. So all of those notifications are all there for a reason. And the ping noise is there for a reason because you rush immediately to your phone to see who's trying to reach you.
That's true.
So FOMO equals psychology equals spending less time with your phone.
Right.
I don't know how you'll get
Thanks,
it right.
Thanks, Aki. We'll do it again next week. Enjoy the conference, and I really am looking forward to hearing some interesting stats and whatever else comes out of it.